Test 78, section 3, question 24, and here we have a most supported question. So what does the passage support? And it says, for a work to be thought of, rightly thought of as world literature, it must be received and interpreted within the writer's own national tradition and within external national traditions. So you have to be accepted in your own and other traditions. A work counts as being interpreted within a national tradition if authors from that tradition use the work in at least one of three ways. So it's used in, or it's counted as interpreted within, if other authors use it in one of three ways: A, a positive model for the development of their own, positive model; B, negative case of a decadent tendency that must be consciously avoided, okay; or an image of radical otherness that prompts refinedness of the home tradition. Okay, so there's really a lot of ways that a book could end up being counting, you know, kind of counting as being interpreted within that national tradition. Really, I'm not really seeing a lot of places, but essentially what we could get is something would say that in order for it to be rightly thought of, it has to do one of the, that it's got to be interpreted, and then it counts as being interpreted if it has one of these three things. So, a work of literature cannot be well received within an external tradition if it is not well received within the writer's own. Well, it never really talks about whether it's well received. It just has to be received and interpreted. So, I don't think we really know anything about well received. And a work of world literature offers more to readers within external traditions than it offers to readers within the writer's own. We don't really have any proof as far as which one is more significant. A work should not be thought of as a world literature if it is more meaningful to readers from the national tradition than to readers from external. No, because it doesn't say that about whether it's more meaningful. It just needs to be received and interpreted within different traditions. A work of world literature is always influenced by works outside of the writer's national tradition. I'm not sure that it has to be influenced by, and so I'm not really sure that that's going to work. And so then E, a work is not part of world literature if it affects the development of only one national tradition. Well, yes, because if it's affecting the development of only one, then it's not being received and interpreted within multiples. And so, therefore, answer choice E is going to be our correct one here. It's the one that we have the best evidence for. And so, therefore, answer choice E is what we'll take.